Northland Community and Technical College Farm Business Management instructor Josh Chosis says the Red River Valley has doubled the net farm income compared to 1 year ago. But it's not a rosy picture for everyone in farming right now.
Farms that had a lot of crop in the field to begin the year and had a lot of prevented plant acres or had lower yields because they did plant into it, some moisture issues. So there are some farms that still, you know, 2020 itself wasn't necessarily a great year. And actually, if you look at it on a crop basis, a couple of the crops that we analyze actually are going to show a negative net return, including soybeans right now, just because the yields weren't there. And what they actually sold them for, you know, either at harvest or at the end of the year, wasn't enough to pay for all their expenses.
Chosis says this may be surprising for some, considering the current commodity prices.
People look at the markets right now and say, well, you know, soybeans got up to $13, you know, cash, and, you know, why wouldn't they make money? Well, most of the farmers sold before harvest when the prices were lower. So the net profitability on the per acre basis is still negative for some of those farms.
To keep moving forward, rebuilding and growing working capital is the game plan in 2021.
You know, I would say that in almost every single one of my farms, you know, that's the goal. And I think pretty much all of them, at least right now, the projections are that they would grow working capital just from their profitability on the farm. And then there's maybe a couple that are doing some restructuring just because interest rates are so good. And that's an opportunity maybe to gather some working capital as well while times are good. You know, making sure you're selling at or above, you know, profitable levels, you know, and making sure you're watching your costs are all ways that you can improve your working capital.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.